إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu began his kalam with glorifying and praising himself, where he said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We know from the hadith narrated by our mother Juwayriya radiallahu anha, who narrated and said that one day she said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in my house, and then we prayed tahajjud, and then he left for Salatul Fajr, and I was sitting in my place after finishing Salatul Fajr, making dhikr. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went away to wherever he went, and then he returned at the time of dhuhr, and I was still sitting in the same place. So he asked me, were you sitting in the same place from the time I left you till now? And she said, I replied, Ya Rasulullah, I have been sitting here from the time you left me till now. And he said, what were you doing? She said, I was doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the time of Fajr to the time of Dhuhr. How much time is that? It takes about 5 o'clock to about 1 o'clock or whatever it was. So 5 hours, 6 hours, Allah knows best. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, radiallahu anha, shall I teach you a dhikr, which if you say this 3 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for all these hours of dhikr that you did. Shall I teach you this dhikr? It says 4 words. You say this 3 times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward for all these hours of dhikr that you did. Juwayriya radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, please teach me. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her the following dhikr, which I will inshallah inform you about. I'm sure many of you know this already, but we repeat because there is benefit in repetition. And I will tell you those words, and then I will request you repeat them after me so that we follow and we implement whatever we learn as quickly as possible. And the zikr that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught his wife and our mother Juwayriya radhiallahu anha was, سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. Let us repeat this 3 times and then I will tell you the meaning. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. We know that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and taught was not from himself, but was the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Because Allah said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِيٌّ يُوحَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he does not speak by himself. He says what has been revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, these adhkar that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught are the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to praise him. And he taught us. And that is one of the many, many, many reasons why we send durood and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is his right. This is his haq on us, that we should send durood and salam on him to thank him for this. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. So this dhikr which we just did, what does it mean? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. All glory, majesty, praise. How do you translate Subhanallah? Wallahu alam. All glory, majesty, praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All hamd and sana is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All thanks is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much? Adada khalqi. Equal to the count of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. All that we know about his creation and all that we do not know about his creation. Equal to the count means what? And this is the point I always make. The purpose of dhikr is not dhikr. Like the purpose of ibadah is not ibadah. The purpose of dhikr is to bring the love of hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the heart. Is to fill the heart with the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the combination of hubb and khashya is tawakkul. The combination of hubb and khashyat is tawakkul. We do not have tawakkul. And that is the reason why our hearts are filled with all kinds of stress and worry. And we do not have tawakkul because our hearts do not have the hubb of Allah and they do not have the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Equal to the count, the number of things that he created. As you walk in this beautiful place in this Izulbeni, the purpose of coming to places like this is the zikr of Allah. Because if you are here consciously, then every sight of yours is dhikr of Allah. Every breath you take is dhikr of Allah. Because when you see, what do you see? You see every blade of grass. Adada khalqi. You see every leaf of every tree. Adada khalqi. Equal to the song of every bird. Equal to the wave, the breath of every breeze. Equal to the wave, every wave of the ocean. Equal to the tumbling of the brook. Equal to the ray of every ray of the sun that strikes the earth. Equal to every wave of sound that we hear. Equal to every wave of energy that we feel. Adada khalqi. And how much of this have I described? Not even an atom of it. Because in every blade of grass, there are atoms which make up the blade of grass. Equal to every atom that makes up the blade of grass. And all of this, if it were in my power to count all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, which I can see and experience in this earth, I have only counted that which exists on one planet, which is less than a grain of sand on a beach, compared to the visible universe. Not the universe, compared to the visible universe, which is a minuscule piece of the universe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu has created. This entire galaxy, the Milky Way, of which this solar system is a small part, very small part. This entire galaxy of the Milky Way, of which the solar system is a small, minute part, has billions of suns the size of our sun. And the visible universe has billions of galaxies like the Milky Way, which is our galaxy. And that's only the visible universe. Adada khalqi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqi. Wa rida nafsi. Only the Nabi can say something like that. Only the Nabi can say something like this. Oh Allah, how much of your dhikr? How much praise to you? Until you are pleased. Until you are pleased. Ridha nafsi. Until you are pleased. He is stoned in Taif. He is insulted and humiliated. For what? What was his crime? Whose rights did he betray? Who did he oppress? He bled. What is the value of one drop of blood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Abu Sufyan said, before he became radiallahu anhu, he said, I have never seen people like this. The Sahaba is talking about. They said, when Muhammad makes wudu sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they do not let the water fall on the ground. They take the water in their hands and they spread it on their faces. When Muhammad spits, they do not allow the spit to fall on the ground. What is the value of the blood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the value of the tears of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And what did he do? When he was stoned and when he bled, he fell in sujood. And what did he say? He said, oh Allah, I will continue to do this work until you are pleased. Hatta tarda. Hatta tarda. Until you are pleased. Warida nafsi. Until you are pleased. So what did his Rabb say? He said, Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. He said, my Habib, tomorrow, which is the day of judgment, he said, I will please you. I will give you until you are pleased. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said that people say the ayat of greatest hope, the ayat of greatest hope in the Quran is the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي. How do we learn the Quran? How do we teach the Quran? May Allah have mercy on us and may Allah forgive us for the way we teach the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the ayah? قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي الَّذِينَ صَرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. What is the meaning? قُلْ say, Ya ibadi. Oh, my slaves. Who? An-nabiyyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada wa salihin. No. No. Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. My slaves who disobeyed me. Are kaise Allah ki tareef karoge bhai? Allah could have said, ya ayyuha nas. Allah could have said, oh, those who disobeyed me. Why does he have to say, my slaves who disobeyed? Disobedience is a way of getting close to Allah. Why is Allah calling those who disobeyed him, my slaves? How do you understand the wrath of Allah? My slaves. When you teach the Quran, reflect on this. Teach this. Ask them to think you are reading this ayat. What is this ayat? Allah is saying, my slaves. This is my Rabb. So what is he saying? La taqnatu bi rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. No matter what you did. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Wasn't this enough? But my Rabb. Are Allah ki shan hai bhai. La taqnatu min rahmatillah is enough. Not for my Rabb Jalla Jalal. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'an. Verily Allah will forgive all sins. That was enough. But not for my Rabb Jalla Jalalu. Innahu huwal ghafuru rahim. Verily he is the one who forgives everything. And he is ar-Rahim. His rahmah never ends. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu says, this ayat, people say, is the ayat of the greatest hope in the Quran. But he said, we, meaning the Ahlul Bayt, meaning the Sahaba, or the Muqarrabun of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, but we say that the ayat of greatest hope in the Quran is when his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu said to him, Wala sawfa yutika rabbuka fatarda. O my Habib, I will give you until you are pleased. And we know he will not be pleased until every single one of his ummatis is in Jannatul Firdaus. He said his Rabb promised to please him. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be pleased until every single one is in Jannah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the shafa'at of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. And to include every single one of you in those who will be entered into Jannatul Firdaus bi ghairi hisab. Warida nafsi. Well, until you are pleased. Wazinata arshi. Who can describe the arsh of Allah? Who can describe the arsh of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the angels, the hamalin arsh, the four angels. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith relating to Isra wal Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hamalin arsh, Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is a creature of Allah which is so massive that I cannot even describe for you how massive. And these are the angels holding the arsh of Allah. He said it is so massive that if a bird takes off from the shoulder of the angel and flies fast for 500 years, it will reach the ear lobe of the angel, this distance from here to here. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the arsh of Allah, created his arsh and he created his angels to hold the arsh, The angels held the arsh and it started sinking. They could not hold the weight of the arsh. Despite all their massive strength, they could not hold the arsh of Allah. They started sinking until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired them to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then it held. What is the weight of the arsh of Allah? Allah knows. Wazinat arshi. The weight of the arsh of Allah, the glory of the arsh of Allah. How much praise of Allah? Equal to the weight of the arsh of Allah. And then how much praise of Allah? وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ The ink that it will take to write the praises of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this twice in the Quran, where he talked about if the seas were converted to ink, they would finish. Even if you brought another seven seas equal to that volume. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this also in the hadith. And in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if he's talking about the malaika, he said, Mikail alayhi salam, he said, if all the seven seas, the water is taken and poured onto the top of Mikail alayhi salam's head, even one drop will not fall down. And we feel very, you know, we say, wow, subhanAllah, how big is it? Until we realize that this whole earth, of which the seas are only a part, is less than one grain of sand on a beach. So what is so difficult to imagine that the seas which are part of that sand, grain of sand, that amount of ink will finish. How much ink is that? Compared to the Qudrat of Allah. An ant can drown in a teaspoon of water, but the teaspoon of water is only a teaspoon of water. It looks big to the ant because the ant is small. This earth looks big to us because we are small. And the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us out of that and connects us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, so that the real value of this earth becomes open and clear in front of our eyes. And then you say, okay, if Allah gives me this entire earth and all that it contains, it is still less than a grain of sand on a beach. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the last person to be taken out of the hellfire. The last one. After which the Jahannam is sealed. And whoever is left in the Jahannam after that is going to be there forever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that last person when he is brought out will be like a seed, a burnt seed. Because he would have burnt in the hellfire until that time. And he will be brought out and given life by the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will be there before the arsh of Allah when a breeze will blow from Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this person, this slave of Allah, will feel this breeze. And he will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, where is this breeze from? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, this is from Jannah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this slave of Allah, he will ask, he will make dua to Allah. And he will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I request you for one thing. And if you grant it to me, I will never ask you for anything else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows, he knows what is in the heart of the slave before the slave can ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the slave, what do you want me to do? What do you want from me? He will say, Ya Allah, just let me see this Jannah. Just see it from outside. Just to see it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go, see it. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the man will go and stand and he will look. And Allah knows what he will see, gardens and rivers and Allah alam. And then he will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I have one request. And if you give me this, I will never ask you again. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the man, you just said this. He said, Ya Allah, only one request. Allah says, tell me, what do you want? He says, Ya Allah, just let me step one step, one foot into the Jannah. Just one foot. But you know, among the ghair mumkinat, among the impossibilities, according to me, among the ghair mumkinat is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be stingy. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give a little. Allah cannot give a little. Badshah apne shaan ke mutabik dete hain. Ta'ala Allah wal amthal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the slave, how about instead of this one step into the Jannah, how about I give you this Jannah? Take it. Pura le jao. Take it. The man will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, I am the last one out of the Jahannam. All the millions and billions of people have already gone into the Jannah. Where is the place for me? Where is the place for me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the man, how about I tell you that the Jannah that I am going to give you is 10 times the size of the earth that you came from. 10 times. And 10 times the size of the earth that you came from, and it has 10 times whatever your earth contained. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the man will say, Ya Rabb al-Alameen, you are making fun of me. Say, Ya Allah, you are laughing at me. We are so small, we cannot even imagine these things, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, no, I'm not laughing at you. Truth, do you want this? He will say, what will I say? Allah says, go, take it, that's yours. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the man will enter the Jannah. And the khuddam, the khadim, the servants of his in the Jannah will come to him and say, where are you? You took so long to come. The man says, thank God I even came. I was in the Jahannam. Talking about take time. And then they are showing him the Jannah. As he is walking, suddenly he sees a noor. He sees this tremendous light. The man falls in sujood immediately. The khadim says, what are you making sajda? Who are you making sajda to? He said, no, isn't that the noor of Allah? He said, that's not the noor of Allah. That is the noor, the shining that is coming from your palace. That is the shine, the noor of your palace. And who is this for? The last one to come out of Jahannam. And that is why the slave of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. And Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has put it in his tafsir in Surah Al-Fatiha with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The slave of Allah praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. He said, Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. He said, oh my Rabb, laka alhamd, all praise and all thanks to you. Kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik. Equal to the glory and magnificence of your glorious countenance. Equal to the glory and magnificence of your face. Wa azim sultanik. Equal to the greatness of your entire kingdom, whatever you created. Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azim sultanik. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the recording angels had never heard these words before. So they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, who knows what the slave said even before the slave would have thought of saying it. And they say to Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, today we heard your slave so and so praise you in words that we have never heard before. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, what did he say? And whenever we read a hadith like this, please understand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, what did he say, Allah is not asking a question to get information. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the malaika to repeat what they heard so that the malaika will become the witnesses in favor of the slave of Allah on the day of judgment. This is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he asked this question. Allah has no need to ask any question. So Allah said, why, what did he say? They said, Ya Rab, the man said, Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. How many hasanat, what reward should we write for these words? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the angels, you write down the words of my slave as he said them, and I will reward him in keeping with the glory and magnificence of my face, and with the glory and magnificence of my kingdom. What is that reward? Allah knows. What is that reward? The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu must fill our hearts with His muhabba, with His hubb, and with His glory and majesty, and with His khashyat, so that all traces of all stress and all fear of the makhluk is removed from our hearts forever. Because as I said, the combination of hubb and khashyat is tawakkul. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to fill our hearts with His noor, and to fill our hearts with His izzah, and with His glory and His majesty, and remove every single piece of everything else from our hearts, and remove all the shahwat and shubuhat from our hearts, and remove all the fikr of this dunya from our hearts, and to connect us with Him, so that when we walk on the earth, we walk to the beat of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is going on in our minds and our hearts. When we walk on the earth, we walk, and when we see things and we hear things, this seeing and this hearing becomes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it draws our attention to Him jalla jalalu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your adhkar, and to accept your ibadat, and to accept all your du'as. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.